Let's go to sport now. Olympian Dylan Schmidt hopes to be bounding towards Olympic gold on the trampoline in Paris in August. Schmidt had been selected for his third Olympics and will be joined by Maddie Davidson in the New Zealand team. A bronze medalist at the last Games in Tokyo, Schmidt had his sights set even higher this year. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Ooh, bounding towards gold. I see what you did there. Are they going to be the competition? Is the competition going to be watching him?
Oh, exactly. He's definitely been in part of this, you know, one of the ones to have a target on his back. But he's acknowledging as well that he's not the only one that will be considered to be a favourite for these medals. Like, he got that bronze in Tokyo, and then he pushed on in 2022 to be a world champion. Then trampoline had a couple of World Cups earlier this year, and at the one in Germany, he managed to finish in fourth. So speaking at the Olympic team naming today, he pointed out that the international trampoline scene is in pretty good space at the moment. There's to be winning medals, he really does need to be stepping up from what he put out in Tokyo, and he reckons he's got that routine to be able to do that. He's sort of saying his body's in good shape. He's been focusing for the last 3 years on making sure that he makes it in Paris, and he says if he's performing at his peak, he should be getting into those top onto the podium in Paris. And we spoke to him last year as well, and he's been a little bit of a changed athlete since that last Olympics. He sort of now puts a little less pressure on himself, and he tries to get out there and enjoy the competition a bit more. But here is how Schmidt describes what he'll be doing in Paris.
So we do 10 skills, you know, multiple triple somersaults and double somersaults with lots of twists and stuff like that. Yeah, they're pretty tough, and at the moment the difficulty is pretty up there. You know, you have to do high difficulty if you want to be in the mix. So it's cool, it's exciting, and the sport's in a good place, and there's people that are pushing the boundaries. So, and I guess I'm one of them.
And Schmidt and Maddie Davidson are really pioneers for trampoline in New Zealand. Schmidt's winning New Zealand's first gymnastics medal. Maddie's she's at her second games this time round, but she got there, you know, last time as the first woman to represent New Zealand in trampoline. So she finished 10th at the last Olympics, is currently ranked 10th in the world. She want to get into a better position. So she's hoping to get into the finals for this as well. But I have to say, women representing New Zealand at a pinnacle event such as this in gymnastics, it's a bit of an anomaly. It's normally the men who are out there representing New Zealand. So Maddie, about they're flying the flag for the women at this one as well.
Winners at the Laureus World Sports Awards announced today. Who took home the big awards?
Yeah, so these awards were held in Madrid, and it was actually Spanish football who were some of the big winners there. So World Team of the Year went to Spain's women's football's team, who won the World Cup in Australia last year. They became the first all-female team to win this Laureus Award. Spanish midfielder and World Cup winner, Golden Ball winner at the World Cup as well, Aitana Bontami, she won Sportswoman of the Year. She became the first footballer to win this prestigious award. Real Madrid and England footballer, Jude Bellingham got the Breakthrough Player of the Year. Tennis player Novak Djokovic got Sportsman of the Year for the record equaling fifth time. And also American gymnast Simone Biles, she got Comeback of the Year. So we remember that she took a bit of a break from gymnastics after the Tokyo Olympics. So in her first world event, she came back and she won 4 medals. That was after that 2-year break. So that was really a comeback for her, and it was highlighted and, I guess, awarded this time around. New Zealand did have one finalist nominee in the sportsperson with a disability category. That was paracyclist Nicole Murray. So Nicole didn't win this. That instead went to wheelchair tennis star Dutch woman Dee Dee de Groot.
Thank you, Felicity. That is Felicity Reid with sport.